Ciliberto and Friends.
Who arbitrarily decided that 8 a.m. was a good time for everyone to go to work?
Weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country.
Thunder 102.
And it is a little after 8 a.m. However, where he is, it's a little after 7 a.m. So we want to say thank you first and foremost to the gentleman on the Thunder line. He will be here in Thunder Country on Saturday along with Rodney Atkins. Kip Moore. Kip, good morning.
Hey, what's happening, bud?
Oh, nothing much. Welcome to Thunder Country. Thanks for getting up so early. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's all good. I just I discovered last night that I like wine. I was painting my house, my new house, and I think I had a little too much of it last night. It is amazing that I'm up this early.
Well, Kip, these things happen, all right? Oh, man. Yeah. Obviously, down in Nashville, getting ready to head here to Thunder Country on Saturday. Hey, Kip, I'm going to put it on your shoulders, buddy. Tell our Thunderheads all about Kip Moore.
Man, I'm from a little town called Tipton, Georgia, in South Georgia. And I've kind of bounced all over the country, and I moved to Nashville from Hawaii about 8.5 years ago. I was out there living in a little hut. And I was surfing every day and writing a lot of songs, and I figured it was time to give this thing a shot. So I've been grinding away for 8.5 years in Nashville, and I'm finally picking up a bunch of speed, man. And I'm gonna bring a pretty honest show, and I'm excited for people to come out and hear what I'm doing. So it'll be good to get up there and play the stuff I've been working on for a long time.
Well, we're excited about our Thunderheads, not only this morning getting a chance to meet you. We're very proud that many upcoming new stars of country music get a chance to talk with our Thunderheads, as you're doing on the Thunder line or by visiting here in studio. But it's cool that this Saturday you will be at the Delaware County Fair along with Rodney Atkins. Now, I've got to tell you, when we get a chance to, as we do, say, tell our Thunderheads all about yourself, that has got to be one of the most unique moves to go from Hawaii, a little hut surfing in Hawaii, to Nashville.
I know, man. That's a little wild, ain't it?
Please tell me that you did it in the spring or summer, not in the middle of winter.
Man, you know what? To be honest, I moved on January 1st back in 2004.
Well, Kip, you're obviously talented, charismatic, enthusiastic, but are you nuts? Why did you wait till the end of May? What?
You know what? I am nuts for staying up as late as I did. I don't know why. I had to get up and call you guys.
Oh, man.
I usually don't sound this bad right now, man, but I know. It was pretty rough. Yeah, I did. I know it was a little wild, and it was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and that's kind of how I've always kind of lived my life. And I'll tell you what was the worst part, Paul, is that when I got to Nashville, I had no money, and I had to sell my surfboard from Hawaii to get home. I had to sell both of them. And when I got to Nashville, I went through the first whole winter with no heat, and so I'd be watching TV, and I'd just see my breath the entire time. So the first winter was brutal here. So, it wasn't a good time to come.
Uh-huh.
I could have done something a lot smarter, let's be honest.
No, well, hey, I didn't want to say that, okay? I just, But I will tell you something, though. Whether you're wide awake or not, you could take pride in realizing what all of the young upcoming superstars, even to the main superstars that come through Thunder Country, that get a chance to do what you're doing here on Ciliberto and Friends. Everybody from the David Adam Burns of the world to the Sherry Lynns, the Amber Hayes of the world, the David Bradleys, and the other day Keith Bryant was in with us. Even we talked to Miranda Lambert and the band Perry. You could take pride in the fact that you too are probably going to hang up the phone and say to yourself, my career has arrived. I was on Ciliberto and Friends.
I was just thinking that, to be honest.
Thank you.
Way to follow the script there, Kip.
Kip Moore on the Thunder line. Have you been out touring with Rodney Atkins, or are these...
I've opened for Rodney probably, I'd say, 6 or 7 times in the last year.
Great.
So we're familiar with each other, so it'll be a good time.
Last time I saw Rodney Atkins perform, it was about 4 years ago, and it was in Nashville, at CRS, and I was telling Michelle and Mike Sakel, who's on with Sakel in the afternoon, what a great show that Rodney put on. Just how active of a show, how much energy he brings to the stage, and we're looking forward to it. When it comes to being an opening act, and you know, hopefully a couple of years from now or even sooner, we're going to be asking the person who is your opening act when we get to introduce you at a big event. I want to ask you the question: how tough is it if you're opening for different artists to fit into the mood and the energy level that artists bring, because all artists are different? How tough is it to, you know, work from artists?
You know what, man? It's a tough job, especially when nobody knows your song. It's a tough, tough job, but I learned a long time ago that all I can do is be who I am, and I try to sing every time, whether it's in front of 10 people or whether it's in front of, like the other night, I sang in front of 20,000, so whichever way it is, I try to sing each time like it's the last time I'm going to get to sing, and I sing as hard as I can. So, you know, you just got to do what you do and hope for the best.
That is great. And as a matter of fact, Thunderhead's a big surprise for you right now. Kent Moore is going to sing over the Thunderline for us.
No, oh, my God. You really doing it?
No. I would not do that to you. I'm just kidding.
He's rethinking that last glass of wine.
Unless you feel like hearing a cat sing like that, that's not a good idea.
Well, Sakel's got a couple of cats.
Yeah, don't say cats. Mike Sakel in the afternoon.
Yeah,
his cats.
We might have to fist fight if you see
it
right now when I
come up there. Hey. My buddy's on Kip.
just remember, it's no fun punching out a fat Italian, all right? So just keep that in mind. It's too easy, all right?
Oh, it might be if you make me sick.
Look, if you run into Jimmy Wayne down there, Jimmy will tell you. I had a problem with him, the fact that women think that he has more whoopability than I do. And we didn't even duke it out. So, all right, we'll just keep this between you and I, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, already the women are swooning over your picture. It's out on Facebook,
Thunder 102. I give it two thumbs up.
There you go. You know, Kip, I'm going to tell you. Last month, Tim McGraw, the band Perry, and Luke Bryan were in Thunder Country. And I was so sick and tired after they left of having women tell me, look, turn around. Let me see your backside. I think you look like Tim McGraw and Luke Bryan.
Boy.
I was so sick and tired of it. I'm glad you're coming because I finally somebody else who's going to be here that can be a whoopee object instead of me.
Well, I'll be that if I need to. We'll see if that actually happens.
All right.
Now, Kip is writing down a note. Remind everyone, if a big guy named Ciliberto comes near me, to say no. Now he's nervous. Yeah. Way to go, Ciliberto.
Never talk.
No, I'm gonna wear some freaking circus baggage.
All you got to do is just keep a little fried dough with you. You can distract him very easily.
Hey, Kip, it's going to be a pleasure meeting you on Saturday night. We will be there. Get to introduce Rodney Atkins and look forward to getting a chance to chat with you in person. And Thunderheads, you have a chance to see and hear this talented, young, upcoming superstar Saturday night at the Delaware County Fair. He will be there along with Rodney Atkins. It's been a pleasure on the Thunderline this morning talking with Kip Moore. Kip, all the best to you. We'll see you when you get here on Saturday and go back to bed, okay?
Hey, bro, bring the wine. I'll see you soon.
All right. Kip Moore on the Thunderline.